Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Meredith Locker. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm good, Cal. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Let me tell everybody, if you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, go there now because right below these videos are all the text and extra information and links to stuff we talk about on these podcasts. So let's see here. They throw in a couple commercials. Hey, check out hypnosiscenter.com to find out about all my training courses that are coming up. Particularly, as you know, I'm kind of talking about my very first ever 7-Path Self-Hypnosis Teacher's Course. Go to NGH.net, and they will have the information there. If they've got the web page set up that talks about all the information about the course, then I'll put it right below this video. I'll check right after we get through recording and put it there for you. All right, what are we going to do today?
Well, we have all kinds of things to talk about, Cal. What do you want to talk about first?
How's the dog doing?
Oh, my dog is doing great. He's getting big, though. He's 5 pounds now.
Wow. You had a Chihuahua that was about 4 times that big, right?
Yes. I still have him, but he ended up going to my mom's house. He didn't really adjust well to the move to Los Angeles.
Yeah, that was like the 747 of Chihuahuas, right?
The Great Dane of Chihuahuas.
All right. I don't care. You just do whatever you want to do with me.
All righty. Well, you've been talking about your secret project for a while now, and I kind of wanted to share a little bit about my experience with that. And I'm not really sure, Cal, how much detail you want me to go into, but it is a program that is a nutritional program that you can use personally and you can use with your clients, and I do both. And, I was here doing my internship at the Banyan Hypnosis Center when Cal and Maureen first started on it, and I watched their results. I've always been into health and nutrition, and so I was very skeptical at first, and I thought, this is, the same as anything else I could get on the shelves of GNC. And so I really wasn't interested, wasn't all that open to it, but I couldn't deny the changes that I saw in them. I mean, they were just shrinking before my eyes, and the energy level, especially for you, Cal, you'd gotten really depleted there for a while teaching your classes, and wow, you were like a different person within days.
Right, I just got my energy back. It was like, before I found out about this program, I was tired, I was frustrated, and I was refusing to go train anybody anywhere, and then in 4 days I noticed a difference in my energy. 2 weeks it was a night and day difference. I got my energy back and lost 27 pounds. Feeling great. My mom's lost weight. She's lost 37 pounds. My brother's lost 40 pounds. Scott, one of our grads who's a hypnotherapist, he's almost 80 pounds down, and people are making money by adding this to their hypnosis practice or any other kind of people practice.
Yes, that's right. I mean, I use it with my clients. Not every single one of my clients, and there are certain clients I won't even mention it to at all, but anybody who has had some need to detoxify because they've been a smoker or they've done heavy drugs or even not heavy drugs, anybody who definitely is there for eating of any nature, I recommend for them. Anybody who just seems to be depleted, even some of my depression clients, recommend it to them because it will help them, to kind of give them the energy that they need to come back. But for me personally, I mean, it was really like night and day. I didn't really have to lose any weight when I went on it. So, that was another reason that I wasn't really all that interested in the beginning. But
now, wait a minute. You told me you had some stubborn spots.
Well, I didn't know they were stubborn spots. I mean, I had accepted them.
You expected to have that there.
I just thought, everybody has that one or two or three little areas that, are not your favorite on your body. And I had gotten used to those areas, and I certainly wasn't going to go the liposuction route. That's just not me.
So even an ex-sports model could benefit from this.
Yes. I ended up losing 2 pant sizes. And no one looking at me would have thought I had any weight to lose, but I did end up going down 2 sizes and have kept it off, and I feel great. But I mean, for me, the energy is the biggest deal, and the sleep. I sleep so much better than I ever did before.
Beautiful. Well, everybody out there, if you want to know more about Cal Banyan's secret weight loss and income generating program, you can email me at calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com. You need to send in that email a day or time, like during this coming week, that I can get you on the phone. Could be afternoon, evening, and I'll just spill the beans. I'll just tell you all about it. Or if you want, you can contact Meredith. Would that be okay with you? Would you spill the beans for him?
I would love to spill the beans for you. Yeah, I actually have earned enough monthly to cover my rent, my lease for my office. So it's been very successful for me financially, and I'd love to tell you all about that. And you can find me through my website, yourpathhypnosis.com, or you can call me at 310-597-1157.
Beautiful. You bean spiller, you.
I am.
All right, what are we going to do next?
Well, you know what? I'm going to ask you a question about age regression, and I see these questions come up over and over again on the Five Path groups. And, you know, I think people just, AR is not easy. People just don't know what to do when it's not on the straight and narrow, if you will. And so this question came in about a challenging client, a middle-aged man who came for hypnosis to find direction with his life, and apparently is not afraid of sharing emotion in the pre-hypnosis interview. But when it came time to doing the age regression, just literally said, "I got nothing." And apparently they tried a couple different times because he's really dedicated to getting something out of this process. He hasn't just given up after the first try. He keeps coming back for more, but he's still really not going anywhere. And so, Cal, what would you do with a case like this?
I'd give up. I'd say, "You're making me look bad. Stop it. Follow my instructions or get out of here."
You quitter.
Yeah, that's me. Well, you know, it's difficult to say without having actually been there. Now, there's a number of things that we could do. But first, I want to hear from you. What would you do?
Well, you know what? I work very much on an intuitive basis with my clients. So it's hard for me to say. I like it when you answer these questions.
I told you I'd get back at you.
But it's hard for me to say because I really have to be in the moment and get a feel for what it is exactly that's blocking him. But pretty much, I would be willing to work with whatever emotion he gave me. I would also be willing to start out with a date and time regression and bridge off of that. Those would probably be the first two things that I would do.
Well, I really like that date-time regression. You want to tell them a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, so I would bring them to a particular time, and it may be something that came up in our pre-hypnosis interview, a recent time that he felt like he wasn't going anywhere, that kind of thing. It doesn't even need to be anything that we have spoken about. I can actually just say, you know, in the age regression, that in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and we're going to go, actually we would count from 3 to 1, and either way, whichever way you do your counting, and we're going to go to a recent time that you felt like you weren't going anywhere in your life, that you felt like you wanted some answers and wanted to know more about your direction in life. And then I would bridge off of that.
Cool. Okay, so let me make sure I understand this right. So here you've got this fellow, and he's just feeling unmotivated. He's done pretty well in his life, but now he kind of wants to have a breakthrough and add some new achievement to his life. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, these kind of guys are automatically a challenge because they're not that motivated. And the person who's in a lot of pain and it's like they've tried everything else and they're desperate to make a change and they're highly motivated, those are the best clients. But we can still work with these people that are not so motivated. This reminds me, I'd much rather help someone stop smoking when they're doing 3 packs a day rather than 3 cigarettes a day, because the person that is doing 3 packs of cigarettes a day is more scared, more frustrated, more worried than the person who's having 3 cigarettes a day. And you're going to have an easier job of getting them off the cigarettes if they're doing 3 packs a day instead of 3 cigarettes a day. Now, so if I understand right, in this case, this person is doing where they're counting from 1 to 5 and they're bringing the feeling up, right?
Yes.
Okay, and they're not getting the feeling.
Right.
Okay. One of the things I would do in future sessions with the person is I would have them in the chair where I'm going to do the hypnosis when they talk about the problem. And then I would do the air induction with them, which is air is spelled AIAR, affect induced age regression induction. And I call it the air induction. I didn't invent this. I remember seeing Jerry Kine do it, Stephen Parkhill do it, and some other people. It's something also I think that really comes out of the Dave Ellman tradition of hypnosis. And what it is when the person is experiencing the emotion, they are in a state of heightened suggestibility. And it's very easy to trigger off of that state. That I have an example of the air induction in the instant and rapid inductions video and also on the new 5-path set. Celeste, do you remember Michelle, where I do the air induction on the video in class?
I don't know if Celeste remembers.
Oh, I see you caught me. I know.
I do remember Michelle, yes.
What did I call you last time? I called you Molest.
Molest. Beautiful.
Well, that's the segue I'm making between Celeste and Meredith. Oh, well. So, Meredith, you remember that and how I had her start talking about the problem in the waking state, and then she became emotional?
Yes.
And then what I did is I said, just close your eyes. I'd like to have permission to start the hypnosis at any time. And then I say, tell me about a recent time where this was you felt this way. And then while she's talking about it, what I would do is I'd exacerbate the emotion by calling her attention to it. That which the mind focuses on grows. For example, everybody that's watching the video right now, even though you might not have been thinking about it a moment ago, merely because I suggested, you suddenly become aware of the feelings of the tongue inside your mouth. Tongue inside your mouth, tongue inside your mouth. You might even notice that one side is rough. Okay. Now, those sensations were there, but when I started talking about it, your attention goes there, and they're magnified. So what I would do is I'd say, start telling me about a time, and when I see her starting to feel the emotion, I say, where's that emotion in your body? What feeling is it? And then I can trigger the age regression by, say, focus on that feeling, then tapping them on the head and say, follow that feeling back to an earlier time you felt that way. And then, boom, you can trigger both the hypnosis and the age regression at the same time. And very efficient. So when someone tends to be emotional during the pre-hypnosis interview, but then has trouble connecting to the emotion in the actual session, then heck, let's just smash them all together and do the pre-hypnosis interview where they talk about the problem in the chair and then trigger that air induction. I call it air induction because there's really no induction. It's absolutely instantaneous, 0 seconds. And that's one way to do it. Meredith, I love the idea you were talking about. I talk about that in class. Regress them to a particular date and time in the past. Like if they say, gosh, I don't know how well we're doing. Last week, I felt the same way. You know, all bummed out because I just didn't feel motivated. Beautiful, I tell them. No problem, I know exactly what to do. And then what I do is I'll put them into the hypnosis, make sure they're in somnambulism. Say in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 back to 1. We're going to go back to that time last Thursday where you were all bummed out. And then while they're there, what do? The fabulous 5 questions that we always ask our clients at every event in age regression. We want to know what's happening, what are you thinking, what are you feeling, how old are you, and is it familiar or new? So we get them into the situation. When they're reliving, revivifying the situation, now all the emotions are there. They know what they're thinking. They know what they're feeling. And that's what we really have to do. So we get them in the situation. What's happening? So we also get to find out what kind of situations bring about this feeling, you know, of, oh, woe is me. I'm so unmotivated. And I say, what? Focus on that feeling. What's the name of that feeling? Oh, I feel depressed or something like that. Good. Focus on that feeling. Is that feeling familiar or new? Familiar like, oh boy, here we go again. Or new like you never felt that way before. And of course, if this was last Thursday and they'd been seeing you for 4 weeks or something like that, you know it's familiar. And you just say, follow that feeling back to an earlier time you felt that way. Maybe even much earlier. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Be there, and now we're doing affect bridge, and we're connected to the feeling. We can go back all the way to the ISC, do the informed child work, and free them of their problem. Give them that breakthrough that everybody wants. This works really good for sports people also. They want a breakthrough. They want to go to the next level of performance, or salespeople, or anybody that just wants to do better. In fact, this works for everything where you want to do age regression. How did that go for you there, Meredith?
That sounds great. I love it. But you know, I have a technical question. We talk about these things all the time, and I see posts that you give on the Five Path Group, but there's always the little technical things that kind of bug me. Like, I know that the way you do your pre-hypnosis interview is you do it at a desk with your client being there in a chair, but not in the hypnosis chair. And so when they're getting emotional, would you actually kind of stop things and have them go to the hypnosis chair? Would you finish that conversation, then go to the hypnosis chair and bring it back up again? Or would you go ahead and put them into hypnosis in the chair at the desk? How would you handle that?
That's an easy one. Well, it depends. If I have never done an age regression work with this person at all, I would assume, because 99, 44, 100% of the time, I'm not going to have the problem that this person brought up. And so I will just do the normal affect bridge, so I wouldn't. But if I had attempted age regression with difficulty before, or if I know from the report of the client that they tried to do age regression with another hypnotherapist and they couldn't connect with the feeling, then I'd say, let's just go over to that big chair. I know exactly what to do. You see? And then I'd get them there. I say, well, tell me about the problem. And then when they get into that emotional state, I say, just close your eyes and tell me about a recent time. And there we go.
Good, good. Thank you. Yeah. Another thing I would consider is my pre-talk. I would wonder if there was something kind of left undone from phase one. We use phase one, preparation, testing, and convincing, whether there was something that was, you know, not really clear from the beginning that I'd have to go over again with the client. And maybe that's what's interfering in the process. What do you think about that, Cal?
I think that is an excellent observation. One of the Banyanisms is, if something doesn't work that should work, that usually means that something before it that should have been done wasn't done, or wasn't done effectively. And so here we go. We talk about the pre-talk and the pre-hypnosis interview. And just for you guys that maybe haven't heard those terms yet, the pre-talk is the information that's given to the client prior to doing hypnosis that's designed to remove any fears or misperceptions about hypnosis that could stop the hypnosis from happening. And then the pre-hypnosis interview is basically the intake, or where they give you the complaint. Here's the thing. A lot of people who do Five Path, until they get really, really good at it, their first session, they might only do preparation, testing, convincing, and direct suggestion work in that first phase. And so if they, then in the second phase, which in this case would be the second session, they decide to do age regression, if they didn't regress, then it's not because they're not hypnotized, because they were hypnotized before. Also, we worry about the pre-talk, the removal of fears and misconceptions, if they're not going into hypnosis. But if we've done as we should be doing in this profession, and as all five pathers do, we do covert testing to make sure the person is in a level of somnambulism, 4, 5, or 6, according to the Harry Aaron scale, then if they don't regress, it's not because of pre-talk issues. That was kind of complicated. Does that make sense, Meredith?
That made sense to me. Yeah, thank you, Cal. And if it didn't make sense to any of you, please do write in, and we'll be sure to clarify in a future session.
Oh, you know, you mentioned the Five Path Group, and I know now we're going to get requests for the Five Path Group, and the Five Path Group is a special group that is exclusively for our graduates. And so what I'm going to do is, not since everybody that watches this isn't a Five Pather or a Seventh Pather, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some links right below this video to some of our open groups. We have a couple of open groups I think will be of very interest to anyone that would be interested in these videos. And that is our Talk About Hypnosis group. It's open to anyone, and that's on Yahoo. We also have a Marketing Hypnosis, which is on Yahoo. We have Hypnosis with Spirit on Yahoo, and we have Speedy Hypnotic Inductions. Those are four groups that we have on Yahoo. Open to everybody. You can go there. You can talk about stuff that's on these podcasts. You can talk about anything to do with hypnosis. And then, of course, we have groups on our hypnospace.com that's available to everyone. How are we doing on timing there?
Well, you're always better at keeping the time than I am, Cal, but I think we're just about up.
Yeah, I have approximately 17 minutes, 37 and a half seconds.
Ooh, see how good you are?
Hey, I don't know if that's exactly right, but I think that's about right. So anything else you want to wrap up with?
I don't think we have time for a full question right now. And let's think about what else we could probably talk about right now.
I want to tell a joke.
Yeah, tell me. I want to hear.
It's not a hypnosis joke.
Okay.
It's a clean joke.
Oh, never
well,
mind.
It's pretty clean.
Okay, share.
Okay, it's a riddle. I think I already told you this one because there was a time in class where I was telling this joke a lot. Okay, here you go. Why do gorillas have such big nostrils?
Why?
Because they have big fingers.
Where's the riddle in that?
Well, you didn't know, did you? All right, Celeste, why don't you wrap it up?
Meredith will wrap it up. It's Meredith Locker birthday. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a pleasure. Please do send in all of your comment, love, questions, negative, positive, whatever kind of comments you want to send. We're happy to bring your questions to the show. Really would appreciate it. I can be reached at 310-597-1157 or at yourpathhypnosis.com. Off to you, Cal.
If I was in Los Angeles and I needed hypnosis sessions, you wouldn't have to guess who I'd go see. I'd go see a five-pather named Meredith Locker. And this is Cal Banyan. Visit my websites, hypnosis.org, hypnosiscenter.com, and go to our hypnospace network with hypnotists around the world. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.